Good morning, Metroplex. It is now time for the Mike McCarthy Show. Every Friday at this time, brought to you by Black Rifle Coffee Company, the official coffee of the Dallas Cowboys. I'm Sean Treif alongside RJ Choppy, Cowboys insider Bobby Belt, joined by Coach. Good morning, man. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. God, it's good to hear your voice.
Thrilled.
What do you got? I can't even say it with a straight face. What have you guys been up to?
Surprised to hear from us, huh?
Okay, hang on. When you first heard about or saw, did you go, the idiots in the morning, it had to be these fools?
Huh? Oh, no, I just know we have such a great show, and I think, sometimes... other shows try to get competitive, and and they try to upstage this remarkable session that we have on Friday. So I get it. It was a good attempt. I mean, you guys got some national exposure out of it, so I don't know how much you paid Jerry for that, but that was a smart move on your guys' part.
No, Mike, Jerry pays us.
That's right.
You got it.
I think I heard that too.
I was most offended. Not that we were football dummies, not that we're paid. I was most offended that he goes, I think Mike has a show. I know I have a show. Steven has a show. Yeah. I'm like, damn, Jerry.
Fridays, man.
Fridays at 6:30.
Come on. Act like he don't know we have a show on Friday. I mean, everybody's pulling over in their car right now. They just can't wait to go on.
Coach, that's not even the best thing that I wanted to go over with you. I heard that you noticed someone the other day in 90-degree weather at practice wearing a sweatshirt and a hoodie. Do you recall that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's my look. It's my look. What do you want?
I mean, it's the executive workout. It's a smart move. I get it.
The executive workout? I like it.
Bobby just wanted to smell like the whole Cowboys locker room after
God. Practice.
What happened, Bobby? How are you? How was Mike jarred?
Mike was just walking on the field, and he goes, you all right? Why are you wearing a hoodie? Because it was almost 90 degrees, and I did have a bright yellow hoodie on. But I came straight from the station. I was just running straight over to practice.
Yeah, so. You can't wear a T-shirt underneath a sweatshirt or have another shirt in your car.
No, absolutely not.
Well, especially where you were standing, too. I mean, it gets hot down, in that end.
Yeah, it's beaming off of the building there where we're getting all the sun reflection.
Well, we know he's an attention whore, Coach, so that's his way of staying.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, that's what it was. Mike McCarthy joining us here on 105.3 The Fan. Coach, how tough is it to prepare for a game like this? How much scouting goes out the window with all the injury questions that are out there on both sides, but obviously you guys trying to figure out San Francisco with all these question marks?
I wouldn't say it goes out the window. I think, clearly, it's you are who you are as far as what you believe in the approach to the game. So, I mean, the way they, line up on defense and offense and, conceptually how they're going to attack, in each and every situation, there'll definitely be some similarities. I mean, it's always a variation of something that you've done, that's part of your foundation. So, the biggest thing, I think you've already made the point, is just make sure you educate and get as much film on the individuals you think are going to play. So, and I'm sure they're doing the same with us.
Coach, Belichick has always talked about, the stages of the season to develop and figure things out, but the stages of a game. Do you approach it the same way? Like first quarter, feeling out. Second quarter, adjustments. A quarter by quarter kind of sparring that takes place. And does that take place even more for a game where both sides are playing a lot of backups possibly?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think it's clearly, not only the way you play the game, but it's the way you train. Like, for instance, this morning, I'm sitting here working on the first 15 because, our Friday schedule is called Fast Start and Furious Finish Friday. So we really emphasize the beginning of the game and at the end of the game. So because those are two important, obviously, parts of the game, going off to – which you've already asked, and what we talk about is the ebb and flow of every game. Because, all the plays and all the situations in every football game are the same. It's just a matter of what order that they come in, and that's why, every single game is never the same. So you got to be in tune with the ebb and flow of the game because there's things that go on early in games, and, your instincts and awareness to anticipate that, and then you have the ups and downs throughout the game, and then when you get down to the fourth quarter, I mean, there's some situation-specific keys that you have to be on top of, especially, the score of the game, obviously, the timeouts, where you're at on the field, the momentum, and you got to be able to apply all the things that happened during the course of that game to, you know, go win the thing in the fourth quarter.
Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. Coach, there's a note this week from NFL Research that said San Francisco runs, it's either the tightest or the second tightest formations on average in the NFL, and that you guys run the widest formations on average in the NFL. Could you just explain in whatever simplest terms there are, the schematic thought behind running such a tight formation versus running things a little bit wider like that?
Yeah, definitely. No, I mean, I'm definitely aware of the statistic. I think it's like anything, they're measuring the alignment of your number one receiver on each side of the ball. I think just like anything, I think if you break those type of statistics down even further, you know, A, based off situation, B, you know, the situation in the game, you know, whether it's first and second down, 2 minute, and so forth. So, you know, I'm aware of where, you know, we've been high in 3-by-1 and 2-by-2 standard formations, which is a full spread formation that's, I think, more reflective of the amount of 2-minute offense that we've been in. But also, I think the incorporation of how you attack the perimeter blocking has a lot to do with it. So, you know, their run game in the first and second down is more of a two-back and things like that, where we've been more one-back. So you look at all those factors, but really the statistic is purely off of the alignment of the number one receiver on each side of the ball.
Mike McCarthy joining us here, 105.3 The Fan. Look, it's no secret that y'all have struggled with them a little bit, to say the least, over the last couple of years. How much of that is their players versus their scheme? Like, how can you differentiate between the two?
Well, I think it's, I mean, they go hand in hand. I mean, you have to, you know, because, you know, some players play better in certain schemes. I mean, stating, you know, the obvious there, but yeah, they do a really good job, you know, schematically sticking to the, you know, sticking to what they believe in. Even on defense, they've gone back to more of a 2021, 2022, identity as far as what they're doing schematically than what they did last year. So what they do, they have excellent players. They're well coached, and you know that's a tough place to play. So it's a competitive game that we're really looking forward to, and I feel strongly about the way our guys have come off of the bye week. They've been very, very accountable and engaged into the things that we need to really focus on, and we had a hell of a practice yesterday. So felt great watching the tape, felt even better coming off the field yesterday. So, you know, we just got to keep it about ourselves, and that's the way we have always operated, and just got to continue to improve, because you know we're still green in some areas of our football team. We just got to keep working.
Kansas City did a nice job last week against them, and Spagnuolo's done a really nice job against the Shanahan system for a while. What does he do differently to dial up plays that really kind of confuses them and puts them in tough spots?
Well, I mean, that game was definitely a slugfest there. It was the first quarter or two, so and then it you know, kind of changed in the second half, just going back through the game. But no, I thought they did a really good job up front. You got to own the line of scrimmage, you know, in every game, and it's definitely the case against these guys. I mean, they're built up front. That's where it starts. You know, offensively, as we look at their defense, you know, this is a defensive front that there's a lot of value that's put on there, and they play to it. Line movement is something that they do a lot of. And, you know, I think it's, you know, something that we need to be very conscientious of offensive line-wise, because we've seen a lot of it this year. And I think as far as Kansas City, I thought they did a really good job of owning the line of scrimmage and really keeping their run game under wraps. It's, you know, it starts with the run. You have to stop the run against San Francisco because everything comes off of that.
Coach, you know, you talked about how you feel like you guys have had a good week of practice, had a good practice yesterday. You know, it feels like there have been, like you mentioned, the tone and vibes around the locker room and everything else seem really positive and upbeat this weekend or during this week. And, you know, how you've seemed really confident in the mode of attack and the plan moving forward coming out of the bye week. How, you know, during that week that you guys have off, how much are you reasonably able to get done? How much are you reviewing? How much are you looking back versus looking forward? What does that, you know, process look like that has given you guys so much confidence, it feels like?
I tell you, that's a hell of an observation, especially, you know, you being, you know, potentially having heat stroke. I think, you know, I think it's like every bye week. I mean, it really is so much you can do. We took Monday, and it was really, it was all about self-scout. I mean, it was the opportunity to go back through, you know, all the pros and cons, offense, defense, and special teams. And then the other part was, you know, we had the ability to do our across-the-hall processes, which is, you know, very beneficial for the players. You know, it gives them an opportunity to you know, to get a second opinion of sorts from the opposite side of the ball, coaching wise, and you're really hitting a lot of those same, you know, topics just from a different angle and from a different communication platform. So, you know, so I think we did the best we, you know, possibly could in the time frame. The coaches put a ton of time into that process, and but then, you know, when they came back, well, really we ended the day Monday, moving on to San Francisco, you know, to get ahead of it, and then really when you get back on Wednesday, you got to get into that normal flow and get ready to play the game. So it's been a good week so far.
Coach, you mentioned a little bit ago you were working on the first 15 right now, and I know we've gotten questions before about NFL teams scripting the first several plays on offense. When you look at that process, what in general are you guys looking to accomplish with those first 15 plays? Do you ever reach a point where you say, hey, we have certain rules where we break away from these first 15, or is that a hard and fast rule? Like, we're committed to this, and this is what we operate within.
Yeah, I think it's like anything. Everybody, you know, you grew up learning a system, you know, in this league. But then you do it how you feel best fits you and in your football team. I've always put together the top 25 thoughts for first and second down, and then I get into the top thoughts for every situation. I think it's just real important anytime you can bring clarity to the initial, you know, starting line of every game, so the guys can really lock in. This is what he's thinking first, and because, you know, what going back to the question about the ebb and flow of a football game, you know, it's just like anything. You want them to anticipate calls, and I think it really starts for me and Dak Prescott on Thursday night, because we'll sit here and go through the whole call sheet, and there's not a lot of dialogue on things we don't agree on, because I've always felt if you're working throughout the week with the quarterback hand in hand, and it's why I try to spend every possible minute I can in the quarterback room, is, you know, you guys are seeing the game and you're seeing the plan of attack very similarly, and I think that just points to a higher understanding connection throughout your offensive game plan and preparation process. So, I just think it gives guys clarity. And in the old days, you used to do the first 15 on Saturday night. And, you know, and I think what you learn when you're coaching a young team has been my experience. I was like, hell, I'm not waiting until Saturday night. I'm going to get to them Friday morning so that we can practice it Friday and Saturday. So that's been my process for a long time.
Coach, Brock Purdy said something interesting this week. He said that he doesn't call audibles at the line of scrimmage, that the answer to what the defense presents is already baked into the play. What do you think about that take, that philosophy, and also, like, how long for you do you go before you give the quarterback that autonomy to call those audibles?
Well, no, it's the same from our. That's how we do it. Also, I think that's how most people do it. You're chasing looks, you're chasing matchups, so the majority of your plays, you know, have a second option built into it. Yeah, we don't, you know, there's very few just pure black and white audibles that you go to, because, you know, we call them adjustments, you know, whether it's a protection adjustment, a run game adjustment. So you have to have adjustments, you know, on everything you do, because you're especially, you know, you're just seeing more scheme today than you ever have, particularly in first and second down. You know, it used to be more your adjustments and audibles were more third down and situational, because it's just like anything from the offensive, you know, side of the plate. Is the first thing I look at on Monday is the defensive coordinator is where does he spend his time, and you know, some guys spend more time on first and second down, some guys spend more time on third down. Historically, people always spent more time in the third down and the situationals, but you know, those trends have shifted. That's why it's important to be on top of the trends and patterns of the National Football League, because, you know, it's always evolving.
Mike McCarthy here on the Friday edition of Sean and RJ 105 through the Fan. Coach, the guys addressed it yesterday, this big article coming out about the tours in the facility. Are the fan tours a distraction, in your opinion?
No, I think it's like anything, and I think just having the experience of working in other organizations, you know, living in other cities, and you know, a lot of our guys, this is all they know. So, and I think you have to, you know, be aware of that too. But you know, every place has, you know, things about it that you know that are just part of the organization or part of the city. You know, I mean, in Green Bay, you better have a big ass coat. For 3 months. So I mean, it's, you know, and there's a lot of positive things there. It's, you know, you can go through my opportunities in the league, Kansas City, New Orleans, and San Francisco. I mean, it's, you know, every place has you know, something. And but no, I don't think so. I think it's just a part of our, you know, it's part of our environment.
How many times in your life have you served on jury duty?
Yeah, zero.
Zero.
So far, but, you know, we'll see. Maybe someday. Yeah, just when you think you've seen it all in this league, right, you know, something else happens. So,
hey, Coach, you said this week, you know, that you were going to check on all the bad plays that you guys run. Have you created your PowerPoint at this yet?
You know, that's called a filibuster, guys. or a no answer, whatever category you want to put that in. So, yeah.
Coach, thank you for having our back, demanding that we stay employed and checking Bobby's hydration levels. We love you and we appreciate you. Good luck Sunday night.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. Have a great weekend.